A Very Sakura Christmas by Kita Sparkles. All rights reserved. No part of this book may be reproduced, distributed, or transmitted in any form or by any means, including photocopying, recording, or other electronic or mechanical methods, without the prior written permission of the publisher, except in the case of brief quotations embodied in critical reviews and certain other non-commercial uses permitted by copyright law. This third installment of the Sakura series came along when I realized Sakura's adventures were far from over. It was near Christmas at the time, so I set about to write an original story, if using a somewhat unoriginal title for it. So settle back as we once again look in on Sakura's family. As usual, the story does retain all we love about the personalities of the main characters, and we see more points of view than just Sakura's. It progresses the storyline a bit, and as part of the timeline comes at the first Christmas after Sakura moves back to the USA to live with Felicia and Stephanie and Megan. We'll see a friend from a past story join this one as well, and a couple of different dramatic twists. This story is shorter than all the other Sakura series stories, since it was written just to be a holiday short. I hope you enjoy reading it as much as I enjoyed writing it. A Very Sakura Christmas. Sakura. It's time to get up, Felicia called out, walking into Sakura's nursery and opening the curtains so that sunlight streamed into the room. Mnupalgak, said Sakura. At least, that's what it sounded like, she said, with her voice muffled by the pillows in her crib, as she pulled the blanket over her head. Sakura wasn't much of a morning person. I'm gonna slip an ice cube down your diaper if you don't get up, Felicia commented calmly, staring into the crib at the lump Sakura made under the blanket. The lump visibly cringed. Sakura knew Felicia would really do it, she already had once before. Okay, maybe twice. Can I have coffee? She asked from her cozy nest. Felicia sighed. I suppose half a cup, she relented. One eye peered at her from an opening in the covers. More than that will stunt your growth, she said, resorting to the old wives' tale. You drink it, Sakura pointed out, her head finally poking out, her hair tousled all over her head. Felicia was 6 feet tall. Not when I was your age, kiddo, Felicia said, absent-mindedly trying to brush some of Sakura's hair into place with her fingers. It was going to take forever to brush it today, she thought. Come on, let's get your diaper changed and get you dressed, she said, picking Sakura up out of the crib. Meep. Sakura wasn't used to being carried anymore. Usually Felicia let her get up and dressed by herself in the mornings, but today she was impatient. I don't see why we gotta go shopping today anyway, Sakura pouted. It was Friday after Thanksgiving, a school vacation day, and Sakura liked to spend school vacation mornings sleeping. Because today is when I have off work. And all the good sales are today too, Felicia explained again. Besides, I thought you liked going to the mall. Sakura shrugged noncommittally. I guess. Is Megan coming too? She asked, as Felicia undid the blanket sleeper zipper and helped Sakura out of her sleeper before setting her on the changing table. She was much better about getting up than you, Felicia said pointedly while nodding. Stephanie too? Sakura asked. No, she has a paper due Monday, Felicia said. Since buying the house,